الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع الميت ثلاثة ماله وأهله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our creator, sustainer and nourisher The most beneficent, the most merciful Lord and king and owner of the day of Qiyamah Allah alone do we worship And from Allah alone do we seek help Oh Allah save us from the evil of our souls And save us from the evil consequences of our actions For verily whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides None can mislead And whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misleads, none can guide. We send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those that will follow them till the day of Qiyamah. Wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Respected ulama'i kiram, elders and brothers in Islam, we're living through trying times and times in South Africa, we can say doom and gloom. There's no lights, no electricity also. We're living in a time where earthquakes are increasing, floods are increasing, natural catastrophes are increasing. Our living payments, all those things are becoming difficult. Inflation is increasing. And we are generally living in a time when it is difficult as a believer to understand what is happening. So in this short time that I have, I would like to give one solution amongst the many solutions. We need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our solution and kept our success and kept everything for us in our deen. There can be no other solution besides our deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these trying times has kept our solution also in deen. And there are many, many solutions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us at this time that when they are increasing natural catastrophes, inflation is rising, there is no security, there is no safety, people are worried what is going to happen tomorrow. What can we do? What are those things that will bring the, what are the asbab of rahmah? What are those things that will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As a believer, we believe that for everything, there is an outer reason and there is an inner reason. The zahiri sabab, and the hidden sabab. For example, we have a lock. We take the key, we put it into the lock, we turn the key. When we turn the key, that is the outer reason that the lock is opening. But what is the inner reason? Is the mechanism that is on the inside. If that doesn't turn, you can carry on turning the key forever. If the inner mechanism is not working, the door and that lock will not open. Similarly, as believers, we believe that for everything there's a zahiri sab, an outward reason, and there's an inner reason. And that inner reason got to do with the asbab of ghadab, the means of drawing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the means of bringing down the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahimahullah tabaraka wa ta'ala, got a very beautiful book. It's called Jaza'ul A'mal. If we get a chance, we buy a copy, it's translated into English, and we read this book, inshallah, we will get benefit also, and we can let our families read this also. Inshallah, the benefit will be for both. So as believers, we believe that they draw the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayah I recited to you, and I chose this ayah because at this time what can we do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Subhanallah. The loose translation of this is that person who does good actions. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Condition is that he is a true believer. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him? فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Then we will give him, if you want to translate it in loose terms, a good life. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. There is no word that can adequately translate this in English. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً رِزْق حَلَال. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً إِسْتِغْنَى عَنِ الْخَلْقِ. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً الْعَافِيَةً. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً الْقَنَاعَةً. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً رِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً جَنَّةٌ. All these things are included in حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. How are we going to translate it into English? So we give you a loose translation. Good life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a condition and the answer to this condition. الشرط وجواب الشرط. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are a true believer, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن. It is important in this time, at the coming closer of Dajjal also, that we realize that we have to first make sure that our aqeedah is correct. We have the fallacy, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, the opening of the Abrahamic House of Unity, so-called Abrahamic House of Unity in the UAE. And this stems from the whole interfaith movement and the Abrahamic Accord. And the aim is, outwardly, that there must be harmony between the people and between the religions. But the main aim is that all the religions are equal. All the religions are equal. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. As a believer, and this is the point that I'm explaining to you, that our aqeedah has to be correct. That we have to believe and accept. And we have to have firm conviction in our heart. التصديق في القلب. That the only true religion, brothers in Islam, there can be no doubt about this. The only true religion is Islam. There is only one true religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُّ. So what they have done now, they have said that all these religions are linked up to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Yahud, the Nasara, and the Muslims. So we all equal. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We are not equal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tells us in the Quran that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also refuted Christianity. He also refuted the Yahud. He said that I'm Hanifan Muslima. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not a Yahudi. He was not a Nasrani. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a Jew. But he was a Hanifan Muslima. The only true religion in Islam. They tried this trick from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They told him, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave all this preaching of yours. We'll give you whatever you want. But leave all this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept. So they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's come to a compromise. What is the compromise? One day, na'udhu billah, you worship the idols. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never. Ever. Then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, at least do one thing, that don't speak bad of our idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I will not worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. No, will you worship what I worship. It is clear, your religion is your religion, our religion is our. So let us keep this in mind. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. He is a believer, and his belief must be in his heart. We do not believe in interfaith. We believe in inter-harmony, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to live with our neighbors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to live with non-Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given Islam a specific quality. In the deen of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you kill someone, you had to be killed. In the deen of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, if someone gave you a smack here, you say, well, give me another smack here. Islam has both. Islam has both. If you do something wrong to me, I can forgive you, or I can take my rights back. If you are going to oppress us in Palestine, we're not going to say, hey, bye, you carry on oppressing us. No, mashallah, religious harmony. No, no, no. It doesn't work like that. Allah has given us our rights, and we need to talk about it. There is no such thing as religious harmony to the detriment of Islam. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This idea of interfaith, they have been through the ages. We had Akbar. He was a king of India, and he tried to create his own religion. Then after that, the Mufti of Egypt. This is something that we must realize, and is very, very important for us to understand, that throughout the ages, their personality is to try and lead the masses astray. We are going to say that the person has 100,000 followers, 1 million followers on Twitter. Hey, he can't match the people that came in the past. Muhammad Abdu, he was the Mufti of Egypt. He was the Mufti of Egypt. But he also came with the shenanigans. He was a student of Jamaluddin Afghani. And he also came with this, and he's written in his books, that I wish to see the day that Islam, Christianity, and Judaism is treated as equal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And I wish to see the day that the Quran, the Torah, and the Zabur can be printed in one book. Inna lillahi. And that's what they're going to do now next. Let us learn this lesson also. Not everybody that is famous, not everybody that has thousands of followers, not everybody that is out there in the public is the correct person to follow. In Islam, we have these lessons before us. If you look at the Turkish Khilafah, and this has been written by Sheikh Mustafa Sabri Rahimullah, one of the last Sheikhul Islams of the Turkish Khilafah. He writes of Mustafa Kemal, who they call Na'udhu Billah Ataturk. This Mustafa Kemal, he came from the Yahud of Dorma. He was a Yahudi. Hey, he was a what? Yahudi. He was a Jew. Amazingly, the Kuffar made him a hero. So in the battle of the Gallipoli, they made him a hero. 100,000 people were killed just to give this person the status of hero. What happened? They fooled the Sultan, one of the last Sultans, I think his name was Sultan Abdul Aziz. He seen this, and what he done, he made this same fellow who was a Yahudi, an enemy of Islam, he made him the chief of the Ottoman Empire and the Ottoman army. He made him the chief of the Ottoman army. Can there be any more deception like this? What he done, in 1924 March, he announced the abolishment of the Khilafah. So my message to you, number one, is don't get excited by people, and look at the reality behind it. Number two is, let us correct our aqidah and understand Islam is the only correct religion. And number three, let us do good actions. Man amila salihan min dhakarin. Let us do good actions, inshallah. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a good life. Good life includes the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, halal rizq. It includes Jannah. It includes afiyah in this dunya. It includes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not making you dependent on anyone. So let us increase our good amal, keeping in mind that our aqidah is correct. And from amongst our good amal is our salah. If our salah is correct, then everything else will fall in this place. Our Jamaat brothers here, they mentioned, our Peer Sahib also mentions many times, that five benefits of salah. What is that by? Rizq halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes your daily rizq easy for you. There's no hisab kitab in the qabr. You wake up in qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a book of deeds in your right hand. You cross the pool sirat at the speed of lightning, and you enter into Jannah, inshallah, with regards to in salah. The importance of salah, the program is there tonight also, inshallah. But my message, let us correct our aqidah, let us correct our amal, let us do our salah correctly. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us? Hayatan tayyibah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.
So, Jazakumullah khairan to Hazrat Maulana Mohsin Sabir Sahib, the head of the Rahma Foundation, which is doing sterling work in many fields. At present, the construction of the Jamia Masjid in Fordsburg, a very noble project, inshallah. that will serve the communities around there, and we can contribute towards that as well. And under the foundation, mashallah, in South Africa, 12 makatib, 4 hifz classes. In Nepal, 64 makatib, in very, very desperate areas where there is a dire need for teaching of the basics of deen. Allah Ta'ala accept the beautiful advices that were given. Give us tawfiq to make amal, especially the guarding, the protecting of our aqaid, that is the fundamentals of our iman. Inshallah, regards to the amazing incident in the life of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the journey, the Isra and Mi'raj. Very important advices and lessons will be touched upon tonight, inshallah. The most accepted or famous opinion that it occurred on the 27th of Rajab, which coincides with tonight, inshallah. So after Maghrib Salah tonight, inshallah, advices will be given pertaining to the Isra and the important lessons that you can derive from the amazing incident in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the Isra and the Mi'raj tonight after Maghrib. Also great opportunity for us and honor, as we say continuously, to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the Maktab Madrasa, great form of Sadaqa Jariya that Maulana alluded to at the beginning, that those amal, those investments that we put into in this dunya, and the rewards and the benefits we shall reap in need of it, in the darknesses of our qabr, Yawmul Qiyamah, those of perpetuating benefits, Sadaqa Jariya, and one of the great forms, the Masjid and the Madrasa, let us inshallah contribute generously, the collection after the Maghrib, after Jummah Salah, inshallah. Reminder the program tonight, inshallah, not after Isha, after Maghrib, inshallah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع الميت ثلاثة يتبعه ماله وأهله وعمله فيرجع إثنائد يرجع ماله وأهله ويبقى عمله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وصلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وأن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ورضى اللهم عن أئمة المجتهدين ومقلديهم وسادات الصوفية المحققين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا ذا الجود والكرم اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة. Please straighten this. Let us fill in the gaps, inshallah. Sure that there's no space left in between, inshallah. That person who joins the saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join him with his mercy, inshallah. Let us fill up the safs and ensure that there's no spaces in between, inshallah. There's still a lot of space in between. That is the urge to come forward, inshallah, and fill up the safs. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.